Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When you think about the American Family Research Council, well, Tony Perkins giving a state of the family in America, that's what Dutch is talking about. That's what we're talking about. The state of the family is all over the place. And we make a appeal to heaven. God will begin to show us, what is family again? What is marriage again? What is government again? What is church again? As a matter of fact, let's listen right to Tony Perkins, Family Research Council, when he's talking about the state of family in America. Take a look.
Well, just as the president every year delivers a State of the Union, the head of the Family Research Council addresses the state of the family. And as Paul Strand reports, this year he sees some dangerous threats.
FRC Chief Tony Perkins points to attacks against religious liberty as one of the threats facing American families.
The whole family is really at the core of who we are as a people. And that is really guided by our faith. And as Christians, if we can't live according to our faith, whether it's in the home, whether it's in the workplace, in the school, then we really can't be the Americans that we have the right to be.
FRC brought several individuals together here to personify how religious liberty threats are coming at families and believers from many different directions these days.
That included Kim Davis, the Kentucky County Clerk who went to jail last year after refusing to issue gay marriage licenses.
If it comes to me, it's going to come to other people, and families are at risk.
How does she see the battle for gay marriage as a threat to the family?
The very intricate workings of family in itself is at risk. And that's why this is so important. You know, marriage is fundamental for families. And if that breaks down, family is lost.
Then there are the schools. The ACLU accused Louisiana high school principal Jason Rowland of unconstitutional religious proselytizing. What did he do?
I was accused of wishing, may God bless you, our community and our school community.
Rowland worries what's ahead for American culture if something that small leads to lawsuits.
It's a tragedy for America if that's going to be something that people begin to, that you're offended at.
Our opponents seek to limit our freedom of speech because they fear its power.
In his speech, Perkins emphasized how all our freedoms hang on religious freedom.
The freedom of expression is the very essence of liberty. But there can be no liberty in America without religious liberty. In our hearts, we know this to be true.
Paul Strand, CBN News, reporting from the Family Research Council.
It's time for us to pray. It's time for us to do like Dutch is saying, is to be able to make an appeal to heaven, because horizontally on the earth and through man, through political efforts, it's not going to work out. But when we make an appeal to heaven, God has responded again and again and again. As a matter of fact, our partners for you right now in the VFN-TV partner area, we have a particular message talking about an appeal to heaven, positioning yourself to be able to receive from God. I mean, it's a powerful teaching, prophetic teaching about, you know, how to see, if you seek the Lord and position yourself, He will give you the strategy and the battle plan. And that's totally there. It's for all of our partners. Just log into your partners area. If you want to become a partner, go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, partner today. That is something about the state of the family, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, this is so, so important right now, because so many people are looking everywhere. It's like, listen, it always goes back to the family. What is happening in our home and the importance of making sure that we remain family. Everything in this world is fighting against family. We have to make sure that we stay according to what God designed us to be.
Well, you think, you know,
healthy.
You have theories when you're young about what family is. I remember your theories.
Oh, yeah. I had a bunch of
books
them.
But then you start walking family out and you realize, I need God.
Yeah.
If I'm going to have real family, I mean, you could turn into all these other things outside of God, and that still doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But God has designed it. He designed family. The very first man He created, He created a woman from His rib to be a helpmate. He said, you know, there's going to be a family here. They're going to, you know, have children. And the whole thing, God created family. And so He'll bless it. I mean, He blesses family. And it's amazing. He'll bless family of a country who doesn't even acknowledge Him.
Yeah.
If they operate in the context of how He designed it to be.
I mean, it takes work to have family. You have to be engaged. You have to participate.
Right.
And everybody has to know their role. Right. I like an acronym someone came up for families. Forget about me. I love you. And that kind of helps. If, you know, family.
I'll try to do that. Thank you very much.
Try it out. Try it out. You can family me.
Family. Well, I got to forget about you. You can't love me. Well, so when you're looking at what's happening today, I mean, it's going to be an appeal to heaven. I mean, if family's difficult, and you might be struggling with trying to figure your family out. In this environment today, if you don't have any roots in God and any roots in those who walked with the Lord and walked out the same calamities and difficulties in family, and you probably feel hopeless in regards to this thing. You're just, everybody's just showing up as, you know, like David Wilkerson prophesied years ago, everybody's separate. There's a truce. There's no peace. There's just a truce in your home. You know, he does his thing. She does his thing. The kids do their thing, but nobody's really having any family interaction like that. And having that family unit, that strength, that place of peace that you can be able to go to. Your home is supposed to be a place of peace, even no matter where you meet at. I mean, even if you're in a cave with your family, you're supposed to be able to, you know, trust that family. It's the family of God if they're walking with the Lord. And God gives you a grace for that. Well, if you turn your back on God as a nation, the church says it's optional to be, you know, having, you know, it's crazy things that are going on right now. And all of a sudden marriage becomes all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. All kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is everybody's going to find out. It's like, even if you do marriage that way, it's difficult.
That's right. That's right.
It's like, there's already divorces taking place. And so, you know, God's designed it. He's for it. But he's also for, you know, marriage has an order to it. You know, if you don't like the order, don't be married. But if you come together to be married, there's an order to it. Anything with more than one head's a monster. And he has, there's structure to it. He talks about in Ephesians chapter 5, you know, how a family is structured. And
everybody has a place.
I really believe that the calamity on marriage happened because we got all out of order.
Yeah.
You know, we got all out of order. And I mean, who doesn't want to give up the responsibility of leading?
Hello.
You know, who doesn't want to just give it up? And the whole thing, God didn't say, you know, hey, if you don't mind, you know, do you want to lead the family and keep, take care of them. He just said, this is what you're supposed to do. And we need men to get back in their places and to help out and to not provoke their children to anger. Don't force them to be a Saints fan.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
It's still one of the most difficult things you can do to a child.
That's just a Pat note. I'm a Lions fan, Pat Sunset.
Accept me, Daddy. Just accept it. Accept it. I love the Lions. All right.
Y'all hear that? Okay, so...
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.